إن الذين توفاهم الملائكة ظالمي أنفسهم قالوا فيما كنتم قالوا كنا مستضعفين في الأرض قالوا ألم تكن أرض الله واسعة فتهاجروا فيها فأولئك مأواهم جهنم وساءت مصيرا.
While taking the souls of those who were engaged in wronging themselves, the angels asked, "In what circumstances were you?" They replied, "We were too weak and helpless in the land." The angel said, "Was not the earth of Allah wide enough for you to emigrate in it? For such persons, their refuge is hell, an evil destination indeed." While taking the souls of those who were engaged in wronging themselves, the reference here is to those who, instead of going to the battlefield, stayed behind along with the unbelievers, despite no genuine disability. They were satisfied with a life made up of a blend of Islamic and un-Islamic elements, even though they had the chance to emigrate to Dar al-Islam and thus enjoy a full Islamic life, and had also been invited by Dar al-Islam to emigrate, thereby ensuring the safety of their faith.
إلا المستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والولدان لا يستطيعون حيلة ولا يهتدون سبيلا.
Except the men, women, and children, who were indeed too feeble to be able to seek the means of escape and did not know where to go.
فأولئك عسى الله أن يعفو عنهم وكان الله عفوا غفورا.
Maybe Allah shall pardon these, for Allah is all-pardoning, most forgiving.
وَمَنْ يُهَاجِرْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يَجِدْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُرَاغَمًا كَثِيرًا وَسَعَةً وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ يُدْرِكْهُ الْمَوْتُ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا.
He who emigrates in the way of Allah will find in the earth enough room for refuge and plentiful resources. And he who goes forth from his house as a migrant in the way of Allah and His Messenger, and whom death overtakes, his reward becomes incumbent on Allah. Surely, Allah is all-forgiving, all-compassionate. Surely, Allah is all-forgiving, all-compassionate.
It should be understood clearly that it is only permissible for a person who believes in the true faith enjoined by God to live under the dominance of an un-Islamic system on one of the following conditions. First, that the believer strives to put an end to the hegemony of the un-Islamic system and to have it replaced by the Islamic system of life, as the prophets and their early followers did. Second, that he stays in a land where an un-Islamic system prevails because of his inability to depart from that land, and he is utterly unhappy at living under such a system.